The Gemara, I'd like to learn a very famous Gemara with the Chevra and talk and think about this Gemara a little bit. There's a Gemara on Ches Amud Beis and Brachas. The Gemara says, a very famous Gemara, V'nisem es nafshesechem betesha l'chaydesh ba'erev. Quotes a pasuk in Vayikra that says one should pain themselves. V'nisem es nafshesechem on the ninth day of Tishrei ba'erev, one should pain themselves. And the Gemara asks Akasha v'chibetesha. Thank you, Rabbi Rav. Thank you very much. Fret the Gemara. V'chibetesha misanim? We're not ma'an ourselves on the ninth day of Tishrei. V'aloi b'sara misanim. We fast on the tenth day of Tishrei. So how come it says v'nismes nafshesech v'tesha l'chaydesh? It's not the ninth when we fast, it's the tenth. Ela loymer l'cha, says the Gemara, Teres, to teach us, kol oichel v'shoyse b'tshi, somebody eats and drinks on the ninth day of Tishrei, ma'la l'avakasav, Hashem treats it, ki u'misan et shi v'asiri. Somebody eats and drinks, is oichel v'shoyse, on the ninth day of Tishrei, the Torah treats it as if we fasted on the ninth and the tenth. Now there's much to study in this Gemara. Maybe my favorite aspect of this Gemara is the Sfasemis is Dirk. The Sfasemis, and I want to analyze this Gemara. I have a possibility of Pshat. This is not what I understand the Sfasemis is answering, but I want to tell you a Dirk of the Sfasemis. It says whoever eats and drinks on the ninth day, the Pasuk says to pain oneself on the ninth day. Says the Gemara, whoever's oichel v'shoyse on the ninth day, Hashem treats it like they fasted on the ninth and tenth day. Now a couple of kashas. The Sfasemis is kasha shtark. You don't need to say treats it like you fasted on the tenth day. We fast on the tenth day. It's Yom Kippur. Why would it say Hashem treat it as if you fasted on the ninth day? If you eat and drink on the ninth day, you don't need to treat it as if you fasted on the tenth. We did fast on the tenth. So the Lashon HaGemara Bezi is called Oichel V'Shoyse B'Tshi Ma'la L'Avakasa Ki'ilu Misan Etshi V'Asiri. You don't need a Ki'ilu on Asiri. We fast on the Asiri.
Right.
Aha. So say it's kilu, you fasted on chi. If you fast on chi, then you have chi vasiri. The mal is not on chi vasiri. If you treat it as I fasted on the ninth, it's kum tois, I fast ninth and tenth. I don't need a kilu on asiri, I fast on asiri. If you treat my ninth day as if I fasted, so do the math. It comes out, you have fasted ninth and tenth. You don't need kilu you misan a chi vasiri, you fasted on asiri. Rav Avi's timing, but the inu of the ninth and tenth. Rav Avi, he's saying, the Sfasemis asked this question. Rav Avi's timing, you hear what Rav Avi's saying, Rav Avi? You like what he's saying? He's saying that you need a ki'ilu. Because if it only said ki'ilu, you fasted the ninth, maybe you get the schar of a difficult ninth day, and then separate a difficult tenth day. The mala is the difficulty of nine and ten. He's saying there's more inu. Even though if you give me a ki'ilu, I have an inu of 2 days, but not 2 days. More inu.
How Hashem considers it.
So more, I know, the consider is I fasted the ninth day.
No, I consider it 2 days of fasting. That's the point.
Like you're saying, like Rav Avi, because it's more painful. That's the point. That he said, what's the point of so much pain? It's like now you have double pain. I don't know if that's the point. I'm not sure. The Sfasemis is diuk is shtark. Your teretz could be a good teretz. You get so much inu. Is there an inyan like much more inu? The malah should be as if you fasted on the ninth day. That's the Sfasemis is diuk. Very shtark a diuk.
Tell me that. You know, people should figure that.
That what?
You know, why would I need it? Don't teach me that.
The Hisaf that Rav Avi is saying?
Tell me that I see as if I had more pain.
Yeah, because you didn't have the pain of Hashem could give me a tinus of chi, and I get two tanesim, but not you get even more. You get as if you had such an amount of inui. It needs a pshat. It's not enough. Because who said I should be so much pain that I 2 days? It gives you. It's like funny. There's a mile of having more pain. Bechayr, what should have been said here? You eat a drink, you get a tinus. And then you get then you did fast the next day. What's this malal of a kusav that you were ma'ana chiv asiri? The Sfasemis learns that the very fast of the Erev gives you 2 days besides what you fasted. Now we need to say a pshat in there, what's happening here, but his diuk is stark that it's malal, there's a ki'ilu of chiv asiri. What's happening? There's a pshat I want to say, but I want to study the. I don't want to jump to what I want to say. I want to get there slowly. I want to study this chazal. Stam, there's an amazing. So all of us know there's a mitzvah. Some say the raisa, some call this an asay. But klar, there's a mitzvah of achila of eating on Erev Yom Kippur. There's a mitzvah, perhaps an asay at the very least, the chi of the rabbanon to be oichel v'shoyes on Erev Yom Kippur. It's probably different. It's brought in Svarim that this is different than any Achila and Chaseya that we have in our calendar. Now, I know we have a mitzvah of Achila of eating matzah, b'yir yotzeh b'kezayis. This is like a chayit, eat and drink, b'li shir. It's not like you ate a kezayis and you're done. There's a mitzvah Achila, the whole, the gan setav, a mitzvah Achila of Chaseya and Erev Yom Kippur. Very unique chiyuv. Shabbos, it is true, there's a mitzvah einig Shabbos, but it's not davka achila. If I cared if somebody has an einig from not eating, somebody has an einig from schmoozing with friends, it could be yaitzev achila. This is an inyan of achila, very fascinating inyan of achila v'shesia, very unusual mitzvah, and Erev Yom Kippur is this mitzvah to be oichel v'shoyseh. This fascinating mitzvah. The way Hashem taught us this mitzvah of Inui is fascinating. There's a secret. It's a Zayar Be'emes who explains what's the Inui. God says, be ma'ana, and he means eat and drink. The Zayar says the Inui is for the neshama. Famously, the Zayar says that you're being ma'ana, your neshama. This gets really intriguing. On Erev Yom Kippur, paying your neshama, the nisim es nafshei seichem is paying your neshama, and on Yom Kippur paying your guf. Now, it just adds to the intrigue, but this the way Hashem says to be oichel v'shoyseh erev Yom Kippur is v'nisim es nafshei seichem. The zayar is medayik nafshei seichem is plural. Your nefasha is, and it means your guf and neshama. So the guf you're ma'ana on Yom Kippur by not eating on asiri. The neshama you're ma'ana by eating on Erev, the neshama, like the Messiah Sisharim tells us, that the neshama is mayas in Olam Hazeh. So you eat and drink Erev Yom Kippur, is again there v'nisim es avshaseichem, you caused inui, the inui to the neshama, and on Yom Kippur itself, you fast inui la'aguf, oibazayu umikayim v'nisim es avshaseichem, an inui to the neshama and the guf. That's v'nisim es nafshei, but it just adds to the mystery of what's happening. What is this inyan to eat and drink on Erev Yom Kippur? Now we're all aware of the Shlo HaKadosh, very important, and I want to say there's a shtickle I obviously am excited to share with the chevra of thought, but I don't want to just say the Shlo quickly. We have to. The Shlo HaKadosh says that every mitzvah I say in the world has to be a simcha. Simcha shel mitzvah, an excitement for a mitzvah. There's a tremendous simcha, an inyan of simcha shel mitzvah, of doing mitzvahs with a simcha. Says the Shlo HaKadosh, tshuva is about meriris. You read the Sha'arei Tshuva, tshuva's charata, tremendous boishti v'nechlamti l'harim panai lecha, where mole feelings of inadequacy, charata, regrets. So in Shuvah has a lot of things that are the hepech of simcha. Says the Shlo HaKadosh, of it is a simcha shel mitzvah, tremendous joy in mitzvahs. Says the Shlo HaKadosh, the joy of the mitzvah of Shuvah. On Yom Kippur, we're going to be focused a lot on charata, kol zeh nenu shavili, and feelings of regret of doing of having come up short. But the simcha shel mitzvah, the simcha of tshuva, there's a tremendous joy in tshuva. It has, it's a bigger joy than other mitzvahs, by the way. Because every mitzvah, there's a joy of one mitzvah. Tshuva, I'm getting all my mitzvahs. It could be I'm even turning, if tshuva me'ava, zidayinus, becomes chuyis, there's many, many mitzvahs. Even just tshuva me'yira, where I'm uprooting averus, so there's simcha shel mitzvah. So the Shlach HaKadosh famously says that the Eichel V'Shoysev Erev Yom Kippur is the Simcha Shel Mitzvah, is the great joy of the mitzvah of tshuva. On Yom Kippur, we're not focused, we're being misaneh, but there has to be Simcha of tshuva, the tremendous, tremendous joy of tshuva. And I bazai, the joy, the Simcha Shel Mitzvah is Erev Yom Kippur. L'maisa, it comes out, it's fascinating to me, there could have been a din to have the day after Yom Kippur. Could have been the day after. Very interesting. Hashem could have told us the day after Yom Kippur, you, Miss Anna, you're doing tshuva, and then explode into a Simcha Shel Mitzvah on Yod Aleph. Very interesting that the Simcha of tshuva is from the Shlach HaKadosh. Says that the Inyan to be Oichel v'Shoyis on Erev Yom Kippur, that all of us are going to be Mekayim, is celebrating tshuva. Fascinating that the celebration of tshuva is before. There would have been a riziga svara, b'yoyim hazeh yechaper aleich l'taris l'chol tatzeseich l'fnei Hashem titaru, is on yud. Nachtem, it's like you're anticipating, is a funny zach, that you're anticipating the simcha of kapara and tshuva, the tshuva is the next thing, b'yoyim hazeh yechaper aleich. So it's a very interesting, the more logical thing would have been to done tshuva. The simcha should be at the time you're doing the mitzvah tshuva, but it's a day of tainus, so the next day explode into a simcha. Very interesting that Oichel v'shoy said, but she, on the night before I've done, I have simcha shel mitzvah, and the person's being misameach. The simcha that remember is called an inui to the nefesh, v'nisav es nafshoy seichem. He's ma'aneh his neshama, pleasing his body, and it's called, and there's many before. So we have a few mysteries here. We have a mystery why the svasemis is kasha. Fasting on the ninth is called, eating on the ninth is called malal of kilu, you fast the ninth and tenth. We have one kasha, that why is it called the svasemis? The ki'ilu, you fasted 2 days, you don't need a ki'ilu on the 10th day. So the svasemis says that the fast, the eating on the 9th counts as 2 days of fast. Mazeh. What is that? That the 9th gives you 2 days, you don't need a ki'ilu on the 10th, we fast on the 10th. We just need a ki'ilu on the 9th, one kasha. And we have the shloh who told us the shloh HaKadosh, that it's celebrating the mitzvah of tshuva. And to that we're asking, celebrate on the 11th. May high that you celebrate simcha shel mitzvah before the mitzvah. It should be b'shas, you can't. So not the mitzvah, let it be the 11th. So, ha'aris. There's a Gemara Baba Basra that is tushel by many. Many svarim bring this Gemara Baba Basra. The Gemara Baba Basra daf yud brings an inyan that people keep. The Gemara says, Darash Reb Dostoy b'Reb Yanei, Reb Dostoy the son of Reb Yanei Darash, and Bavarei, come and see. Shaloi kin midas HaKadosh Baruch Hu midas bas v'dam. Hashem is different than a human being. Midas bas v'dam, the mid of flesh and blood, Adam maybe daren gadol melech. A person brings a gift to the melech, Savik mekablen ha'semen, Savik ein mekablen ha'semen. He's in doubt whether the melech accept his gift. And even if the melech accepts it, Savik raya p'nei melech, Savik ein raya p'nei, will he get into the king? Who knows? Bring a gift, the king may take our gift, and he may accept, and he may see us. You don't know if he'll take the gift, you don't know if he'll see us. HaKadosh Baruch Hu einenu, einoy king. Shem's not like that. Adam noisim pruta l'ani, If a person gives tzedakah, Hashem will accept the dayan of the fruit of tzedakah, and Hashem will for sure see him. And brings a pasuk, ani b'tzedek echse panech. Pasuk David HaMelech said that b'tzedakah b'tzedek echse panech, I merit to see your face. Somebody's good to an ani, they see Hashem. Sam comes the Gemara, Rebbe Lazar had a minhag, it's brought in halacha, Yoyev pruta la'ani v'adem matzli, who give tzedakah before he prayed. Rebbe Lazar had a minhag that he would give tzedakah, and he would quote this pasuk and tell him, ani b'tzedek echse panecha. So that was Rebbe Lazar's minhag, that he would give tzedakah before he davened. And the pasuk, ani b'tzedek echse panecha, with tzedakah I see Hashem. So svarim bring, that's why we eat and drink on the ninth. Vani b'tzedek echse panecha, if you want to see Hashem, practice tzedakah. The main tzedakah is going on nafsha yish chasid. Person is good to himself is the main kindness in the world. On the ninth day we eat and drink, we do tzedakah l'gufeinu. And I b'zay echse panecha, Yom Kippur is a begeder l'fnei Hashem. Vani b'tzedek echse panecha, we do good to ourselves, we eat and drink, we take care of our guf on the ninth, and b'zeh we come to Hashem. Now what's going on? What's this? If somebody says, now I understand, it's like mysterious. Since when, avada every day, if a guy would eat and drink before davening, you'd ask, what are you eating and drinking? So I get stuck before I daven, he's good to his guf. What's happening? What's happening? That a person in an unusual thing, he's eating and drinking on the ninth, and bani b'tzedek echse panecha with tzedakah v'hadar masli, you have a day of chamesh tefilos. Normally we have three tefilos, here is five. We give tzedakah before we daven. Bani b'tzedek echse panecha. So we eat and drink. What's up? On Rosh Hashanah, all of us have many, many things we're thinking about during the year. And Yom Kippur for that. We have many, many things we're thinking about during the year. And we all have needs, every single one of us. Menach, we have needs. Emma, we want her to just grow up with everything in the world under the sun. We have needs and wants. Gesund, good health. Parnasa, Yishuv Adas, Simcha Sachem. We have a lot of needs. And it's all being judged Rosh Hashanah, and we were very not busy with our needs. We mention a little bit, it's very tough in the prayers about our needs. We're standing on Yom Adin. We're real people. We're standing on Yom Adin. All our needs are mamish being decided. Everything that's important to us. My wife and I, we had a shaila. I saw in the couple of weeks till Rosh Hashanah the weirdest thing. I experienced before Rosh Hashanah very strange money came in. Weird and very strange money came out. The 2 weeks before Rosh Hashanah. It was bizarre. Funny money came in, more came in than came out, but both were strange. What's happening? Strange. So it felt like a cheshbin was coming to the end, and quickly, and there was a gzeir. So money was going. My wife and I, where'd that come from? It felt like there was a cheshbin that had to get in. Now my wife and I asked, if we would have a certain scheduled payment, so you could, human being would be last minute. God is very cheshbon, he doesn't need to get in the din last minute. He prepares for the year, he made a certain gzeir. So either I had two tzadim. Either Hashem does it this way, because that's how a human being would do it, as a way of showing us there's a gzeir for the year. Or it's begedder like a human being, Hashem Tzilcha, he mirrors us. You guys are last minute, so I'll treat you last minute also. You do your stuff last minute, I'll do it last minute. If you would be more Azaris, I would give you what I was Gezim, or Bezrizus. Maybe, I wasn't sure. But either way, very much felt as a Gzeir for the year, And I felt like there was a gzera, so it gets the right cheshbon. So I was able to come in to Rosh Hashanah, really like hopping this gzera for the year. And, everything's being decided for the year. So then the instinct, the normalcy, anything I care about, Hashem, I'd like to talk to you about this. It's not the tefillahs, it's not reflected on. It's hard to find. The Ikur Tfilas are about Malchus Shemayim, not about Arts Rachim. That's very strange. On a day that everything's being decided. Second day you hear speeches. The second day you kadafa, what, and the first day not? The answer is that Rosh Hashanah is the beginning, is our creation. We were created on Rosh Hashanah. The world started. Chafei, human being, was born on Rosh Hashanah, simply one pshat. And the answer is we're Shayach and Rosh Hashanah to get to our core, our deepest place. And our deepest place is the want for Hashem. That's the deepest place in a person. The whole Elul, we were saying, Ach HaShalti Meis Hashem. We ask for many things. All those are in context. I want Yishuv Adas, I want to serve you. I want Parnas, I want to serve you. The deepest place in a person is we want Hashem. That's the deepest place, the deepest want of us all is I want Hashem. That's the deepest place. It's not like put aside your needs on Rosh Hashanah. We're not capable. We're human. The answer is get in touch with your deepest need. Your deepest want, and yidacha shalti meis Hashem. Get in touch with that. And Rosh Hashanah, be at that place of the deepest needs of a person. The deepest place in a person. That's Rosh Hashanah. We got in touch with the deepest place. That ana avda d'kud shabrichu, we're neved Hashem. We want Hashem. That's the deepest place, and that reflected in our prayers of Rosh Hashanah. The deepest place that we want. Anybody who ever davens always like is figuring out what we want. Whenever you pray, you're figuring it out. You make a prayer, you want this, but you only want this because of this. Because you get to the deepest place, Rosh Hashanah, the deepest place of our want is I want you, Hashem. And that reflects the prayers that the Yid has on Rosh Hashanah. And we get in touch, Rosh Hashanah. We don't talk about chataim, about shortcomings. We get in touch with our deepest place. Hashem, I want you. V'mamlech Hashem, you're the melech, and I want you, Hashem. I accept your melucha. I'm loyal to you. I'm your servant. I want you, Hashem. That's Rosh Hashanah. We have a lot of parts. We have a lot of moving parts and different parts. And the aspect of the next days of tshuva. Rosh Hashanah, the first 2 days of tshuva, we're busy with who we are. Then we have 8 days, we have a lot of parts, a lot of moving parts. I told the Chevre of Avi, in yeshiva, I've many guys, Menachem, tell me this line, that Rebbe, I want to be modern Orthodox. I've heard this in the dorms many a time. It always interests me. I'm not such a label guy. I don't know label. So, like, where's the guy coming? I don't know. I'm not sure what it is, who it is, and I hear this from guys in the dorm. Want to be the guy was saying, maybe one day I'm going to be modern. What's he saying? His inside doesn't tell him a brand of Yiddishkeit. I don't know brands. You know what's happening? His inside tell him, I want Hashem. But he has a kasha because he has a body and he has other ritzinus. So he's being miyashiv and fest the kasha. I want Hashem and I have other ritzinus. And he's looking to say terutzim, but I want to get to his kasha. People always say terutzim too fast. He's asking the kasha, I want Hashem, but I have other parts. See, that's his kasha, he's bavarning. His teretz I'm not getting to, I want to talk about his kasha. His kasha is, I want Hashem, and he feels that. And there's a soul pleading, Ach HaShalti, Meis Hashem, Meis HaVakish. But he has other parts. And the tshuva process is the recognition that there's a place in Avodas Hashem for all our parts. There's a place in Avodas Hashem for all our parts. That's a huge part of tshuva. A huge part of tshuva is there's a place for all our parts. There wasn't a part that wasn't supposed to be used. It was misused. We took things and aspects and use them in the wrong place? And the answer is that I'm going to use them in the right place. There was a place for that part. And I'm going to figure out my system with my neshama in charge, and all my parts will have a place and a time. That's the whole tshuva process. There's a place for my entirety in a life of service of Hashem. And the tshuva process is all the parts that I used out of place and ran after things I didn't know its place, where to use it, when to use it, how to use it. Tshuva zakara. I was mischaret. There was a place in Avodas Hashem for that thing. And I miyashiv all those things and find their proper place. That's the tshuva process, and the person comes Yom Kippur with his entirety. He comes with his soul. Rosh Hashanah was about the core place of his soul that wants Hashem. Then he has 8 more days of miyash of all his parts, and then he comes with his entirety on Yom Kippur. Lifnei Hashem, his whole self. Lifnei Hashem Titaru, the great Tara of the whole person, his neshama in charge and all his parts. That have a place, that have an aspect of service of Hashem. When we understand the tshuva process in that light, I think it's incredible that there's maybe a mitzvah d'oraisa, at the very least, the chiyuv d'rabbanan to be oichel l'shoyis on erev Yom Kippur. How do we bring our body into this experience? All the places that were misused for chet is that kara, that there's a place for them in Avodas Hashem. V'nismes nafshaseichem, and erev Yom Kippur, push your soul away. And the soul's job is to feed the body before the soul has its day in Asiri. Because we say there's a place for my entirety in Avodas Hashem. That akara, there's a place for my entire experience in Avodas Hashem, is oichel v'shoyseb, eat and drink on the 9th day. And this inyan that it's malalov that you fasted on the 9th and 10th, this inyan that Hashem treats it, that there were 2 days of Tanesim, is the pshat that the body has a place in Avodas Hashem. That the body itself, and the achil v'shoseya, is allows the body to make room for the soul. That's why the treating of 2 days of Panesim, if the 10th day is the pshat body, there's no place for you. You have no task, so there's a kash on the very fast, you're pushing something down, it has no place, there'll be averus yet. It will be chal somewhere, and if you tell it has no place, you'll cause averus. The ikur vart that causes a person to live as an Eved Hashem is that all his parts have a shaykhis to serving Hashem. If somebody eats on the 9th and 10th, should say it's a big mitzvah. What's this vart that it's called that you fasted? Because the eating and drinking, that's l'tzayrich a mitzvah, says that the body has a role in avodas Hashem. That's called the tainus. The body then is willing to subjugate to the soul. The body then is willing to subjugate to the soul because the body is taken care of and every aspect has a place. So that's the treating it as if you fasted. You're eating. What's the feature you fasted? The word of a fast is the body humbles itself to the soul at the point that there is no place. And it's time, it's the bad parts, it's bad, it's terrible, it's the schlechter, so then it doesn't subjugate. The whole Yisai, the malalav that you fasted, is that the body then understands, we're teaching ourselves as a place, eat, drink, take care of your aspects, l'tzarech mitzvah, tzach mitzvah, tzach tzivui. Perhaps that's the inyan of the taking care of the body, this Gemara Baba Basra. This B'tzedek, Vani B'tzedek, Echse Panecha. With stuck, I see your face when I do to my body and I take care of my body. All my parts have a place in Avodas Hashem. And when the Neshama in charge, and the new person who's taking his ikar is the rutzen to be an Eved Hashem. and miyashiv, it works out all his different parts, and there's a place in the service of Hashem, and he finds a place in the service of Hashem, that person, bedafka on the ninth, he's oichel v'shaisa. And the bedafka on the ninth, he's oichel v'shaisa, that allows the body to join in. There's a place for the body. There's a place for all his parts in the world of service of Hashem. Now the body here, avada, what the mitzvah, it's not a symbolic. The mitzvah, simcha shel mitzvah, the very aspect of simcha is the pshat that every part of me is into this. The very aspect of simcha is that I'm belayv shalom. The pasuk with the Torah says, tachta shalai vadas Hashem leikecha, b'simcha v'toiv leivav. The goof of the simcha v'aydas Hashem is every part of me is into this. It's not I have this part, yes, but a part is protesting. There's a consensus here. Every part of my being belongs in Avodas Hashem. Every aspect of myself has a place in Avodas Hashem. That's pashtus of the Simcha Shel Mitzvah, that my entirety is engaged. Every part of my essence, there's no part of me that's knocked out of this. Every part of me belongs here. The Gemara in Rosh Hashanah describes things that a Baal Tshuva should do. And one of the things is Mishana Shmai, he changes his name. The Rambam Kiloimar is the Gemara. You could have learned Kipshuta, change your name. The Rambam says Kiloimar Ani Yeshacher. I'm a different person. A lot of the word of Tshuva is the whole akara of the person, who he is, what he's about, what his essence is, how all his parts have a place in this. That's the Mishana Shmaya. I'm a different mensch. The very part of sin is parts of him felt the need to act out. And felt because there was no place for this part. There was no place. This new person who has a new power over himself, his neshama is the essence. And every part is brought into the service. He sees himself, and he sees all his aspects have a place for Avodas Hashem. All the aspects, every part of him, all the different aspects of his life are meant as the Eved Hashem. That's part of the Kol Oicha V'Shaiseh, perhaps, on the Tishi, that's Malal of Kilui's Misana V'Chiv Asiri. It's treated as if he fasted the night of his eating and drinking, but at the point that his body, and it's no coincidence that's simple. But I want to say here, Hever, we're talking about the Shlach HaDosh Simcha Shal Mitzvah, Manny. The Shlach HaDosh Simcha Shal Mitzvah. The Simcha of Tshuva. To another Indian, are we going to another Indian, was saying that his whole essence is part of Avodas Hashem. I don't think it's too vartim. The Simcha Shal Mitzvah means that his entirety, the whole person is involved. There's not different factions within himself. Simcha v'tov levav. My entirety is into this. Everything about me is into this. The words that we say when we bring out the Torah, Ana avda d'kut shabrichu. Ana is not like part of me is an Eved Hashem. Like a certain part of me works here. I have other parts. All our parts have a place in Avodas Hashem. I would think that a lot of our job, all our jobs, in our own tshuva, I think we're very, very busy with charata, rightfully. But I think a huge part of Kabbalah la'asid, a big part of being different, so why is it going to change, is perhaps we've left parts out and thought parts weren't invited here, so then I'm the same person, that I'm not, that the Mishana Shmai is I bring more of my parts. I complete the picture of self. There's a place for all my parts in Avodas Hashem. A big part of Chet is there was a part that wasn't brought here, so it acts out there. There wasn't the place. There could be very simple mishalim for us all of people acting out and not chapping that part. Had a tremendous place in Avodas Hashem. I don't want to say Mishalom, all of us, I think there's a very practical task that we can do. I think when the person sees themselves as a fire, me, you, all of us, as somebody who was brought here that has a tafkid to be mekadesh shem shemayim, and capacity and unique capacities, me different than you, 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 different than you. Each of us unique capacities of being mekadesh shem shemayim, unique situations, unique role, unique opportunities to be mekadesh shem shemayim, and we see ourselves as in our unique station. And with all our stories, with all our shenanigans, with all our past, we have a unique opportunity of Kiddush Shamayim, and I see myself as such. And I see all my parts fitting into such. Every part of me is shayach to this new person that I see, to Ani Yeshachar. That person is very alul not to sin anymore. There's no part left out. There's no part that feels. There's no part that's protesting. He sees all his parts. He sees a picture of an Eved Hashem. There's a view we can all view ourselves of flourishing as an Eved Hashem. Not that it's such a different type of tshuva. What I'm suggesting, if I'm right that I'm sharing this with my friends, it's a different type of tshuva. How many of us, and I ask everybody to try it, how many of us beat ourselves up, I did that again. In any zach, in any chet, the guy speaks a lot of lashon hara, it's so stupid. Maybe he's a geshmak or shmuzer who likes telling people new stuff. See, you have such a good part to you, you love being the chazak. Okay, so let's find that, what was that shayrish? Maybe you're a person, stam was an ish emes, by the way. A lot of your lashon hara is you get so upset by wrongdoing. There's a good shayrish there. There's a good shayrish. Let's figure out what an Eved Hashem looks like with that tchuna. There's an Eved Hashem with the tchunas that we have. And let's find out. Let's visualize the Eved Hashem with my tchuna and with your tchuna, what it looks like. And then you see yourself this flirt. I've spoken many times. The talkers in shul are the holiest people on planet Earth. There's nobody holier. People think I joke. It's what I'm talking about. Hashem gave me a gift, siyata d'shmayim. The last 2 years, the holiest guy in shul is the guy who talks. They cheer people up. I promise. I used to say like 2/3. It's 100%. The talker in shul is the nicest. Chesed everything. Talking shul goes around and just trying to cheer people up. Such a good tchuna. I can picture the role of the talker in shul. He should sponsor the Kiddush weekly. He's the holiest guy in shul by far. The guy, I can picture the rigid guys are shy to the talker. There's a place for him also. It's harder to find it. But there's a place for him too. There's a place for the tough guy also who's rigid. There's a place. He should come on time. He should have him psuk in his own. There's a place for him to say there. There's a big place for that guy. But seeing in our package a place in Avodas Hashem, me, you, I think we're so busy in our Averis beating up the Avera. Why was it expressed there? Because we didn't see the place where it was supposed to be expressed. The Ani Yeshacher is welcoming the new person. Is seeing the entirety. It's not Vayter beating up the guy who speaks Lashon Hara. You tried that last year and it didn't work. I want a new plan of tshuva. It worked. But a new plan, a better plan of tshuva. Let's see my entirety, how it looks like, the Eved Hashem with all my stuff. And there's a beautiful package and a beautiful picture of how it looks. With all the stuff, with all the shrushim and all my parts flourishing, I could see how that look. Ani Yeshacher, I brought all my entirety into Eved Hashem. I'm run by a different system. I'm no longer a fractured person with parts running here. Ani Yeshacher, I have a soul. And by the way, the trust to that is there's a place for all my parts. That's the eating, it's so pashut to me, that's the eating and drinking. And it's not contradicting the shla, that's the aimek of the shla. That's simcha shel mitzvah, all my parts are with the program. Then what happens after we come to this, we run into the sukkah, kol gufa. It's a full body experience, body and soul together in the hug of Hashem. All my parts are here. The samach Simcha b'chagecha, the tifus Simcha of it's unanimous. All my parts. It always intrigues me. In America, we have presidents, not kings. Everything's Hashgachas Hashem. A king doesn't have to build consensus. The king decides and he knocks off anybody who disagrees. We have no kings. We only have presidents. Every single thing's Hashgachas Hashem, what we should experience. Maybe there's a country, they have a shtickle president. He has enemies, they're dead. They end up dead. Their plane blows up. We don't know since Shatzach, we don't experience it firsthand. We hear on the news, it's too late. What do we experience? What's a president? They build consensus. President, the only way he could do it, get what he wants, is build consensus. That's the human being Hashem wants us to see. That's the idea of the melech. The melech, the way the person's supposed to flourish, is his soul builds a consensus. How? He shows all his parts of a place. He eats and drinks every Yom Kippur. He feeds his body before he's in Sana. He says there's a place for you, buddy. That alone in the Tifa Eifen is Shem Shal Mitzvah. That's the Simcha Shal Mitzvah, that his whole essence is part of the Tshuva, being close to Hashem. That's the Eimek of the Simcha Shal Mitzvah of Erev. He does it before because the body only subjugates when it's included as part. Then the body runs in, count me in. I have a part and a place in this. And he's Eichel V'Sheitah, Erev Yom Kippur. He eats. It's Muzar. Yom Kippur is coming. It's intense. It's serious. And he's eating and drinking. He's eating and drinking. My friend, Dave Kilson Shlita, made a kumzitz, and I always ask him to make it. I wouldn't have missed it otherwise. But my chaver makes a beautiful kumzitz before Yom Kippur, and with negina and with instruments, I always appreciate that. Because all our parts, our talents, the music, every aspect should come into Avodas Hashem, should usher us into the day of Yom Kippur. I try always in Durham, there should be a kumzitz, there should be a matzah for Yom Kippur. I want me to realize, I don't want to say I want the guys, I want me to know all our parts have a place in Avodas Hashem. Nothing is left out. Shivisi Hashem Lenegdi Summit, Af Bisari Yishkan Levedach. Even my busser lives with security. Every part of me has a place in this matzah. A president is only successful if he's able to allow and to show and to build consensus. There's a place, there's room for everybody. It's the only way he wins. He's not a king. He can't bully anybody and overrun. He can include. And the sight of the mensch is that all his parts have a place. When we try to negate and kick out and beat up a part, it rebels. There's a line, the Chais in Yeshua. He says, Navaydis Hashem, if you fight your teva will beat you. He writes, the Chais in Yeshua, the great understander, Rev Orlu of Shlita, one of the great understanders of people today, says, is Rebbe in understanding people, the Chais in Yeshua. It's a Talmud of Rev David Tavil, who's a Talmud of Chaim Elazar, who's a Talmud of the Gro. And the Chais in Yeshua says that a person should never fight his teva will win. You work with yourself, you bring yourself, you find yourself in Avodas Hashem. So that's the task I want to ask us all. We're holding Shabbos Kodesh right before Shabbos Shuvah. Certainly we have Charat on wrongdoing, but we ask ourselves, what part did I leave out? What didn't I see? How didn't I see myself in a world of serving Hashem? Where do my parts have a place in the service of Hashem? He finds it, he sees it, he visualizes it. Now his whole system's a go. He has Simcha Shal Mitzvah. He rejoices in the Tshuva process. There was a part for the entirety of me in this. This wasn't like bad parts going rogue. There were parts that I didn't see in the picture of Avodas Hashem. Oichal v'shoyse erev yikipur. Tiwu misaneh b'tshiv asiri. It says, if he fasted the 9th and 10th, we ask the Sfasemis is Kasha, why do you need a Ki'ilu on Asiri? Because there are two ways you could fast. You could fast at the body, be quiet down, kid, it's not your time. If that's how you misanis, so the next day the body will revolt. If you misanis Shiva Asiri, the body is involved, is in the program. It's the tainus, that's the ke'ilu. That's why you need a ke'ilu. Because the tainus could be, okay, the body, there's a ke'ilu, the body's involvement. So then the body's involved in the tainus of Asiri. The body's willing, the body's involved. You fast the ninth and tenth with your body. And even the ninth is the bechina of a tainus. The body's humble to the soul. Because the soul says that I recognize a place for every one of my parts. So that is a plan that I wanted to share with the Chevra. I think it's a tremendous practical thing to say here. And I think all of us could figure out ways, visualize, it's not just regretting a mistake, though of course it's charat on a mistake. It's picturing somebody like me flourishing, and I've always said what it looks like, how my parts would express in a picture of me as the Eved Hashem, and then bringing all our parts, and of course having a charata when it was put in the wrong place. I didn't have that. Oh, that was supposed to be here. It was in the wrong place, and there's a place for it. All of us should be zayich. All of us tachin. We should have a simple shal mitzvah. Tremendous joy of the mitzvah of tshuva. We should be zayich to find ourselves that the entirety of ourselves, the entirety of ourselves, should be avdei Hashem. And to walk into the sukkah, the simcha, the samachta b'chagecha, of the whole person, of every aspect of the person, embraced by Hashem, in living a life at the service of Hashem. Asher koyach, agur b'shabbos. Baruch